Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. Let us take this moment to go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for this another Monday that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in, oh God. We come this morning with our hands lifted up to you, oh God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise, and we lift our hands in total adoration to you because you reign, God, on the throne because you are God, and you are God alone. And God, we thank you that our cloudy days are gone, and it's because of you that we rose this morning, and we just thank you, God, that there is purpose in our life today. We thank you that there is promotion and elevation and opportunities, and that there are new and greater things that are sprouting up right now, God. So we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise, and we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for the co-founders and visionaries of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We speak total and complete healing and restoration from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to you. We pray right now that you would continue to open doors for the gathering of the Ingalls ministry, oh God, and we thank you for those greater and newer things that are to come in 2019, oh God. We thank you for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice right now. I pray right now your favor, your blessings, and your increase upon them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will be focused firmly on course until successful in every single thing that they do, oh God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless the speaker as they will come forth, that their word will go forth in our ears, and our ears will be open to hear what you say, oh God, and that will be what we will saturate ourselves on this day as we go through this Monday, loving you more than anything because you were the one who first loved us, God. So we give you the praise right now. We thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for every distributor, past, present, future, God. Continue to transform lives all over the world. And as we go through this day, we will be the light. We will shine bright in the name of Jesus. And the blood still works, Father. So we speak deliverance, healing right now in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Greeter, are you out there this morning?
Jesus, 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 glory to God. Pray the heavens down, my sister. Pray the heavens down this morning. God bless you. I am here. Can you hear me this morning?
Hallelujah, loud and clear. Mr. Brenda, Attorney General, I am on fire this morning. In Jesus, take the call away.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, we're going to try to get this thing going all right. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, after a prayer like that, my sister, God bless you. God bless you. And then you started the day off praising him. Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, TMC family. I know you guys felt that. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God is awesome. And on this wonderful, wonderful Monday morning, we say welcome to the Master's Call. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. I am Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I'm going to share just a little bit about what this call is all about. I think I got to get my voice right. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we believe in God that she is totally restored in her health, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle and who has worked diligently, and we know over the weekend God has used her in such a mighty way this past weekend in so many different settings. And we just thank God for these powerful women of God who said yes to the Master. And they stood on the word of God in this Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages and the bios of our speakers are there. And you'll notice that whenever you're ready for a word of God, you can go there and listen to a message. And we just thank God for this platform that we have available to us. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, some of you might say, "Hey, I'm ready to come on board." And you know, God is pushing you to be a part of this ministry. You can greet as Minister Tiffany. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord. If you even have a song in your heart to share in the morning worship, come on aboard and worship with us in the Lord. Hallelujah. Dr. Vanessa and I will contact you. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, we know that we have this phenomenal health and wellness company that really brought us all together. It's called Artist International, established by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so thankful to God that we definitely have products that are healthy and, oh my goodness, nourishes the body like none other. Get with the person that invited you to this call. We even have garments that actually help the back and support your body, just second to none. And anybody on this call, whoever invited you, will be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, today is on the New Morning Motivational Call, we have Inspirational Monday. We have this call every Monday through Friday right after this call. And today we have this dynamic woman of God who just finished singing the heavens down and then turn around praying the heavens down. So guess what? I believe she's going to preach the heavens down on our New Morning Motivational Call after this call, and that's none other than our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there on the West Coast in California. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. And if you want to invite somebody and they're unable to call in and they need a bypass number to avoid charges, that number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. Inspirational Monday, where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is hosting and our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, will minister. Well, let's go on with the message, the word of God that's going to come forth. It's coming from our very own minister, prophetess, Kai Brown, who was born in New York City and now resides in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She is an electrical engineer by trade, a woman of God who has served in so many different capacities, who has got been in pastoral counseling, and she got a master's of arts in pastoral counseling. She is now ordained prophetess. She was ordained about a month ago, and I tell you, it was such an awesome ordination service to be a part of. She is now focusing on what God has directed her to do. She is the proud mother of a wonderful son, Christopher. She is the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that's aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and soul. A author of a book, God Births the Ministry. We are so thankful that she is one of our own. And I introduce to some, present to others, our very own prophetess, minister, Kai Brown of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my darling. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we know God is going to bless us. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to our beautiful songbird, Minister Tiffany, for opening us up in prayer and for just ushering us into his presence. I'd like to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we gather here together each day to hear from God. And, of course, to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. So we're just going to jump right into the Word. I will be finishing up today on the message that I started the last few times I was here, and that was stay on purpose. The message is stay on purpose. We know that God has given us each a purpose, and our job is to stay on purpose. So today we're going to subtitle Finish It Strong, Finish It Strong. In order to be able to finish it strong, we need to be able to follow the instructions we're given by God. We need to be able to follow the instructions that are given to us. So Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. See, God doesn't tell us to stay on purpose and to finish it strong without instructing us and counseling us through the process. So we know he's not going to leave or forsake us. We know that he, in his word, tells us, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. So as we are staying on purpose, God is always watching. See, because he knows that he can course correct if we get off purpose. See, that's one of the things I love about God. God will course correct us if we get off purpose. So for us to stay on purpose, God doesn't just say, hey, stay on purpose, here's your purpose, go, and leaves us to figure it out. He says, I will counsel you and keep my eyes upon you. So as we are figuring this thing called life out, as we are focusing on what God has given us, as we stay on purpose, God is always watching us. See, we have the habit of getting the instructions and then just running off willy-nilly at times, just running off without following the instructions, without making sure we heard the instructions clearly, and then going. We also have the tendency to curse with our mouths the thing God has called us to. We often say, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, you're right, you can't if that's what you believe. If you speak those negative thoughts out into the atmosphere, if you continue to say, oh, no, I'm not capable, oh, no, I can't do it, oh, no, I don't know how, instead of saying, okay, Lord, here's what you've called me to, order my steps according to your purpose, so that I may finish strong. See, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to make sure that we are understanding what God has called us to and how he desires us to get to that end point. And then we can't get mad when a shift in the atmosphere occurs. Because when God shifts the atmosphere, then we should realize he shifted it for a reason. See, God just doesn't make a shift in the atmosphere, or he doesn't just take us to that next thing just because. See, everything God does has a purpose. And so when he, we shouldn't see it as, oh, God has changed my purpose. God has enlarged the vision he has given me. See, we can't handle the whole vision all at once. Or let me talk about me. I couldn't handle the whole vision all at once. Because then I'd be doing too many things in too many different directions, and I would never finish. So he gives us pieces at a time. And so whatever piece of your purpose you're working in right now, whatever piece of your purpose you're focusing on right now, you have to stay on purpose. It's not our job to worry about that next thing. God has all of that under control. Our job is to stay focused and finish strong on the purpose he has placed us in this season. We have to make sure we are following instructions. We have to make sure that we know that we're following Christ. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. We have to follow the instructions. Even Jesus, being fully God, when he was man on earth, followed the instructions. Even in the garden, when he said, Father, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. So we have to make sure that as we stay on purpose, we're finishing it strong. We shouldn't come whimpering across the finish line. Jesus, even as he was on the cross, did not go whimpering. But he went boldly by telling the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus stayed on purpose to the cross. That's how focused we should be on the purpose God has given us. See, Jesus has given us the perfect example of how to surrender our will to God and stay on purpose no matter what. He stayed on purpose to death. And all God is asking us to do is stay on purpose and finish strong to life. He's not requiring that of us. He requires that we live and live more abundantly in the purposes he's called us to. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to finish this thing strong. I want to finish this part of my purpose the way God desires it finished. So we have to make sure we are following God's instructions. We have to make sure that we are willing to pay the cost to follow Christ. See, because it costs us something. It costs us turning our will over to God and saying, Father, have thy way in my life. Luke 14:27, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. It's going to cost you something to stay on purpose. And that's okay, because God has given us so much more than it will ever cost us. So we have to finish this strong, making sure that we understand that God, in our purpose, is leading us to life. First John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We have a choice. We can choose to walk in the light and stay on purpose and finish it strong, or we can choose not to. God has given each and every one of us free will. We get to choose. Choose wisely. The word tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue. Stop cursing your purpose with your mouth. You know, we're always talking about I'm not worthy, but God tells us we are worthy because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, that old man wasn't worthy. The old man wasn't worthy. But when we became that new man, after we surrendered ourselves to Christ, we are worthy. We are heirs to the throne, joint heirs with Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean we get boastful. That just means God loved us enough to bring us into his family. Stay on purpose. Finish it strong because God has chosen each and every one of us. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, because God chose us. So we have to stay focused. We have to realize that we're not doing this on our own. And as long as God is with us, we can push through and press through anything. None of us are perfect. We're all going to miss it. That it's stated clearly in his word. All have fallen short and missed the glory of God. But what you do after you miss it, you get up, you dust yourself up and say, okay, Daddy, here I am. Please forgive me. I repent. Now let's go on this purpose so that we can stay focused on what God has given us, what you've given us, Daddy. Stay on purpose and finish it strong. We have to make sure that we are walking it out according to God's plan. We have to finish what we started. We have to make sure that as we are walking out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan, that we are finishing it strong. God knows our ends from our beginning. Second Corinthians 8:11 says, so now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. He's given us everything we need to finish it strong at the beginning when we're starting. It's up to us to stay focused and finish it strong, knowing that God is watching, that he will counsel us with his eyes upon us. We don't have to do it alone. God's guaranteed us that in Psalms 32:8. He'll give us the instructions. And he'll counsel us with his eyes upon us. It's up to us to stay on purpose and finish it strong. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, Prophetess Minister Kai, for allowing God to continue to use you to just encourage us to stay on purpose, and we so appreciate you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We honor you and we praise your blessed and holy name. We thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to wake us up once more and again to get us started, Lord God. And as Minister Kai so profoundly told us, Lord, that we should follow your instructions, O God. Help us to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Help us, Lord God, to follow through what you direct us to, O God. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God that has poured into us, Lord God. We ask that you bless her, keep her in all her ways, O God. Strengthen her, Father, where she may feel weak. Protect her, Lord, from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for total healing for her, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing her son and all that he encounters, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for our Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa once more and again. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless them and empower them, Father, as you know the need is where the need is, O God. And we thank you, Father, for doing it not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. We ask you, Father, that you touch those that are having health challenges, Lord God. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father, for comforting the bereaved families, Lord. And we know, Father God, that you got your arms around them. And we thank you, O God, for our Artist Life family. We ask that you continue to strengthen the company, Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon, and all those, Father, that have continued to work diligently to keep this company afloat. Father, we thank you for everyone that's on this call. You know their desires, O God. We thank you for meeting their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in all things we say. Thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC, I know you want to share this call with someone today. I tell you, stand on purpose. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And just like she said, we must continue to follow instructions as God directs us. She definitely was talking to me. That playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is coming up next. And I've been corrected that our very own Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will deliver the message this morning on Inspirational Monday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, I tell you, it's definitely been, our day has started off just perfectly. We thank Minister Tiffany Lauderdale for allowing God to use her as she ushered us in before the presence of the Lord and starting our day with greeting everyone and then having that powerful prayer. We thank you so much, Minister Kai. As always, you allow God to use you as you instruct us to go forth to stay on purpose in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for all that you do. And we ask God's blessings upon you and yours forevermore. In Jesus' name, would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Again, thank you, beautiful prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, for just hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you that you have allowed us to come here to hear what you have, O Heavenly Father, for us. Father, as we learn to stay on purpose, as we walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, we want to make sure we're doing it according to your will, O God. Father, nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to make sure we give you all the praise, all the glory and all the honor that is due you. We love you, Father. We glorify your name, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Okay, everyone, it was good to hear you on the call this morning. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.